The DNR says mandatory reports from municipal programs show recycling of items banned from landfills went up 5.8% in 2004, the second straight year of increases. The DNR says much of the jump was due to more recycling of paper, including newsprint and cardboard. DNR recycling coordinator Cynthia Moore says the market for used paper is pretty good.
It's a global market. There's strong demand from China and Asia for recycled paper, newsprint, and other types of paper. So the prices for recycled paper are good. The markets are strong. That, in turn, provides local governments an incentive to make sure that their citizens are actually recycling.
Morse is a state grant program that encourages local governments to be creative with their recycling efforts may also be having some effect. Despite the gains, the DNR estimates only about two-thirds of newspapers in Wisconsin are recycled. For other items banned from landfills, the recycling compliance rate is only about 50%. Moore says she wishes the numbers were higher.
You never expect you're going to get 100%, but you certainly always try to increase. And for us, it's a lost revenue because these materials have productive value. And not only lost revenue just immediately from the product, but all of that lost revenue that you can get by collecting it, by processing it, by creating alternative products.
Moore says one problem is that when people are away from home, they're less likely to recycle. She says a state task force is looking at boosting the recycling of items banned from landfills. The state says it's also tracking the work of municipalities as they try to handle the growing amount of electronic waste like computers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.